This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burke. The United States is expelling 10 Russian diplomats and imposing sanctions against dozens of companies and people for Russia's interference in last year's election and the hacking of several government agencies. Speaking at the White House, President Joe Biden said that he acted in order to protect U.S. interests and to deter future similar bad deeds from Moscow.
Where there's an interest in the United States to work with Russia, we should and we will. Where Russia seeks to violate the interests of the United States, we will respond. We'll always stand in defense of our country, our institutions, our people, and our allies.
The sweeping measures are meant to punish Russia for actions that U.S. officials say cut to the core of American democracy and to deter future acts by imposing economic costs on Moscow. The sanctions are certain to exacerbate tensions with Russia, which promised a response, even as some experts said the measures appeared tailored to avoid an out-of-control escalation of retaliatory acts between the two countries. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken made an unannounced visit to Afghanistan Thursday to sell Afghan leaders and a wary public on President Joe Biden's decision to withdraw all American troops from the country and end America's longest war. At a news conference, Blinken said he has one clear message for the Afghan people as U.S. forces prepare to leave.
That our partnership with Afghanistan is enduring. We will remain side by side. Going forward,
Blinken told Afghan President Ashraf Ghani at the presidential palace in Kabul that he wanted to demonstrate with the visit the ongoing commitment of the United States to the Islamic Republic and the people of Afghanistan. This is VOA News. Both sides have rested their cases in the murder trial in Minneapolis of a white former policeman, Derek Chauvin, who is accused of murder and manslaughter in the death of George Floyd, a black motorist. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Before resting, defense attorney Eric Nelson had to announce whether Chauvin would testify.
I have repeatedly advised you that this is your decision and your decision alone. Right?
Correct.
Chauvin made the decision.
I will invoke my Fifth Amendment privilege today.
Judge Peter Cahill asked,
is this your decision not to testify?
It is, Your Honor.
All right.
Tape from court TV. The risks for Chauvin were high. If he testified, prosecutors would cross-examine by using the video of the arrest of George Floyd and force Chauvin to explain why he kept pressing down on Floyd. But the jury could have also heard any remorse or sympathy he might feel. Closing statements are expected Monday. I'm Ed Donahue.
Beijing's top representative in Hong Kong warned foreign powers on Thursday not to use the city as a pawn. We get more from Reuters' Libby Hogan.
Loi Huning made the comments at a ceremony to mark an education day for the national security law. Authorities organized the event, attended by Hong Kong's chief executive, Carrie Lam, to promote the sweeping new legislation China imposed last year. In February, Hong Kong unveiled national security education guidelines. They include teaching students as young as six about colluding with foreign forces, terrorism, secession, and subversion, the four main crimes in the new law. The law has drawn sharp criticism from the West for curbing rights and freedoms in the former British colony.
That's Reuters' Libby Hogan. India's two largest cities impose stringent restrictions on movement, and one plan to use hotels and banquet halls to treat coronavirus patients as new infections in the country shot past 200,000 Thursday. The soaring cases and deaths come just months after India thought it had seen the worst of the pandemic and have forced the country to delay exports of vaccines abroad. India is a major producer of COVID-19 shots, and its pivot to focus on domestic demand has weighed heavily on global efforts to end the pandemic. The Dow Jones Industrials closed above 34,000 for the first time on Thursday as the blue-chip benchmark and the S&P posted fresh record highs. The Dow rose 0.9% to 34,035.99. The S&P gained 1.11% to close at 4,170.42. The NASDAQ also gained, adding 1.31%. Visit voanews.com for more. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.